You are listening to This Is My IBM podcast. Hear from the creative minds behind IBM. Discover how they turn ideas into action, what inspires them, what has surprised them, and what they mean when they say, this is my IBM. So, Erica, lovely to meet you. And it would be great if you could just tell us a bit more about your role at IBM.
Thank you so much, Hannah, for having me. So I'm Erica Agostinelli. I'm a senior data scientist here at IBM. My current role basically involves helping customers putting in place a comprehensive AI governance framework with a special focus on trustworthy AI. So anything explainability, bias detection, drift detection of AI solutions. And now also currently we have expanded the scope to include also sustainability and ESG aspect into the AI governance framework.
Wow. And I suppose my next question is really when you joined IBM and what led you to work here?
So back in the day when I was still in Italy, because yes, I'm originally from Italy, you can tell probably from my name, but 8 years ago when I moved to the UK, I was working in Italy after finishing my master's degree in statistics, which now probably would be called data science. And when I, you know, came to the UK, I was really inspired and decided to do a second master's degree, this time in human and computer interaction, which was a perfect blend between cognitive science and computer science. And that inspired me to then start a career in artificial intelligence, which then led to my first job here at IBM 6 years ago.
And I guess 6 years ago, artificial intelligence was, you know, quite different to where we are with it now.
Absolutely.
What are you working on right now? I guess, can you share a bit more about a project that may be making the world work better?
Sure. So my goal currently is to make AI governance easy, you know, easy to implement. Some of our clients now are very mature and have hundreds of models already in production. And govern them all in a standardized manner, it's extremely challenging. And it's not challenging only from a technological perspective, but also you need to think about the ethical implication and the regulatory compliance that they need to fulfill as well. So, and that's where my team and I come into play. We want to bring a comprehensive AI governance offering that ensures bias and drift detection together with explainability so that those aspects are an integral part of their solutions. So that's, I believe it's a very important part of making AI solution transparent and trustworthy.
And it all sounds exciting. What's the most exciting project you think you've worked on during your time at IBM?
So I have to say, I think I'm very lucky. I've worked on many different projects that I'm very proud of. I think the first one was in 2016-17, so very early on in my career in IBM. And I've worked on a project with Royal Bank of Scotland where we created the first conversational AI solution that went into production in the UK, which now it's famous for being the Cora virtual agent in NatWest. I was very lucky to be part of the original team at that time that launched the product. And I was very, very happy to work with that marvelous team. The second project, I would probably mention the pleasure that I had in leading an inspiring team of data scientists, both from IBM and Rolls-Royce, during the pandemic. And that was the Emergent Alliance project, where companies joined forces to design innovative AI solutions to basically support local authorities so that they could make a more informed decision using, you know, data and AI during the pandemic. I would also mention the very recent project that I worked on, which sees the enrichment of the governance life cycle that I told you about with robustness validation. And what it means is that we want to focus on the inclusion of detection of adversarial attacks on AI deployed models, thanks to the collaboration with IBM Research. So again, a very exciting and innovative project.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I guess projects like that don't come without their challenges. Can you think of the biggest challenge you faced on a project and how you overcame it?
Sure, I think currently one of the key challenges that we need to focus on is sometimes missing or lacking that human-centric approach during our projects. So the issue is that we might focus too much on the technology, and if you do that, you are just focusing on the realm of possibilities, right? So we can, so let's do it. But unfortunately, by doing so, you forget about the actual end user or on why you're doing this. So we try to avoid the motto of, just because we can, we should do it. No, we should be thinking about, ahead, why we're doing this, for whom are we creating this solution? And especially probably the most important question is, did we really think about unintended consequences that this AI solution could bring? Because if we right look at the current status of the AI solution that we're using every day, unfortunately, even if the intentions were very positive at the beginning, the unintended consequences are here for us to tackle. So as AI practitioners, and I'm meaning not just data scientists, but really broader sense AI practitioners, we should be more proactive in thinking ahead and challenging ourselves, challenging the team to think about those questions before even starting the project so that we can create meaningful solutions for our clients.
Absolutely. No, that does sound like a challenge, but one that's absolutely worthy of overcoming. We're also within IBM, I know imagination and creativity are really important to us. So can you think of a time when you last used creativity to inspire change?
So I think it's an interesting question because, as data scientists, we have, in a way, usually process in place when it comes to, implementation of proof of concepts or projects, delivery project with clients. But we try to leave space for creative sessions with clients. But what I mean by that is that we want to include the clients in a co-creation phase. So this basically means that depending on the team that you're working with, you will get to different shape of the final solutions. And in my work, for instance, I'm very lucky again to work with different teams pretty frequently. And this means that I can get to work with different teams from the client perspective, but also from an IBM perspective. And every time I really think that creativity is a important ingredients of the projects that we do.
And look, thinking a little bit about your life at IBM so far, what do you think is the most surprising aspect of life at IBM?
So, an aspect that I was not expecting when I joined IBM was to have this incredibly good balance between, work-life balance. I was not expecting that because usually, big company, international company, but instead I was surprised in a very good way. If you cherish, your hobbies and you want to have a social life, I think IBM is a great place to be. And I feel like the flexibility that I have in my work is priceless. And again, I've been very lucky to have managers that were much more interested in the results. Rather than, checking my hours every week. So I really do feel supported by great managers and great colleagues that I get to work every day.
Great. And I guess you've also learned something more about yourself during your time here.
Oh, yes. Probably the biggest learning experience was to understand and manage better my energy and priorities. I think I have two tendencies, which, you know, they look, this sounds positive, which are, you know, being passionate about the work that I do and trying to be a yes man, a yes woman, let's say. So both of them are actually very positive, but the problem is if you cannot control them too much. And so this becomes, it makes you overly passionate. And overly, you know, saying yes to every single initiative. And that's where the problem starts, because you are more prone to get burnouts and you know, not having a clear list of priorities in your life because you're saying yes to so many things. So one of my mentors actually said to me a very good sport analogy. And he asked me, you know, do you know the difference between a young football player versus an experienced one? And the answer he gave me was that the young one will keep running for the entire, you know, 90-minute match because they have the energy to do so, so they do it. But the experienced one will run maybe just a fraction, you know, of the length, but they will still much more effective. And that's, I think, it's a perfect analogy that fits very well with my working experience, and I still, you know, I'm still learning how to control that, but being aware of those tendency, I think, was the biggest learning experience for me.
Yeah, that's a valuable lesson, absolutely. So even thinking with that in mind, do you have time on your, on top of the day job or whatever, to do any other initiatives within IBM?
Actually, yes. So as I said, I'm very passionate about trustworthy AI. So I've been involved in many AOT initiatives, which are IBM's Academy of Technology initiatives, specifically around explainability and also responsible AI. So I don't know if you heard about responsible computing. So I was, you know, part of one of their initiatives. Secondly, I'm also working a lot on patenting. Again, a wonderful aspect of IBM, that everyone is encouraged to be part of patenting groups. So I'm now part of a group specifically specialized in trustworthy AI technology. And I started last year this process, and I'm already filing my second patent recently, and we're working on many others. So again, fantastic.
Fantastic to have those strings to your bow as well. So while doing all of that, who do you think inspires you throughout?
So I would say, well, of course, you know, my parents and my partner have a special place in my heart, but I wouldn't have necessarily like a, you know, famous figure to mention here, because I feel like every person that I met throughout my entire life has taught me at least, you know, something. So I'm treasuring that. I'm cherishing different perspectives. And I really do believe that we are a product of a unique cross-pollination of experiences. So yeah, I think probably this is my answer around the inspiration.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so I guess my last question is outside of work, is there anything, any hobbies that you really enjoy?
Yes. So I definitely have to say that cooking and eating are my favorite things, my hobbies. So as soon as I have time, usually my guilty pleasure is to just cook and eat more Italian food. So trying new Italian recipes at home. Usually I follow traditional recipes, of course, if I have the ingredients. And, you know, eating the final product with the family and friends are the best thing ever. Also, I'm very lucky that I have a partner who is a passionate baker. So during the weekend, I get to taste fantastic things like specific pizza that he's working on now. So our apartment smells like a bakery shop.
Wow, that sounds really nice. Definitely need an invite round there. Thank you so much for giving us an insight into your career and your life at IBM, Erica. It's been lovely to
thank
talk
you so
to
much,
you.
Hannah.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, Hannah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of This Is My IBM. Join us again to find out who the next IBMer is in our series and how they turn ideas into action and what they mean when they say, "This is my IBM."